feel like when you get outside, you've been using the stiff arm quite a little bit.
Well, one of the big players, thanks to Taylor Lewan, you know, he wanted to call. But, you know, I'm just trying to make a play, and, you know, and use my tools God blessed me with and just go out there and do what I have to do.
How did that interaction go down? Did Taylor tell you? Did he tell Marcus? Did he tell the coach?
Well, he was telling Marcus. I could hear him, and I was like, do it, but he didn't actually do it to the next play, so, yeah.
You taking credit for that? I mean, he made.
Yeah, we talked about it today. We were laughing about it because I was telling how he was telling Marcus to change the play, to call it the flip play, and then the next play we actually called it. So.
Did you see you got clocked at 21.64 miles per
hour?
Yeah,
somebody told me about that.
Yeah. Well, do you think that was time to too slow? Or
that's slow. That's still slow.
What did you think when you heard that?
I got to get faster than that. Yeah. I got to get faster.
When you're out there running. Is that the benefit of sticking with LeBron into the fourth quarter, you know, even when the games are tight, of being able to, you know, keep pounding somebody to where they just don't want to tap you at the end?
Yeah, because we definitely want to give him the ball. And then we can keep running and getting first downs and let the clock run out. That's what we want to do, you know, and that's just a factor. Us just being physical and beating the man in front of us just so we can continue to run the ball.
What do you think your speed is now compared to when you were in college?
I hope it's faster. But like I said, at that time there, it should have been faster. It will be faster if I get another chance.
Did you do things during the offseason to kind of try to increase your speed?
Yeah, I was just trying to increase everything. Anything I could get better at, I was trying to do.
Did you plan on jumping in the stands, or was that just a natural emotion?
It was kind of like an iffy moment. I didn't know if I should because nobody really did it before. When I did it, it kind of looked kind of funny. Even my sister called me. She was like, why you did that? I was like, I don't know. I was just trying to do something because it was a fun moment.
Did you do it again?
Yeah, well, next time it's going to be better than it was. I'm going to try to get up there instead of just half hanging off. Trying not to fall off a cliff or something.
When you get in the open field like that and there's maybe one guy to beat, you just kick it into an extra gear and say and take the mindset of you're not catching me?
But don't take this wrong, but I actually didn't see that guy. I was looking straight at the grass at the end zone, so I didn't even see him chasing me. So I was just trying to go and trying to score.
Seemed like the turf was okay on that play, right?
Yeah, it was okay. It kind of came up the first, like, in the beginning of the game, but everything worked out.
Derek Marcus was telling us about this upcoming West Coast road trip. You guys are going to be on the road for a while now. Bring the team together, especially at this critical time of the season. Is that something you and the coaches have talked about, players and coaches?
Yeah, we just stay together, make sure everybody stays focused. You know, we're going way over there from over here playing the game and then going to San Francisco. Just make sure everybody just stay locked in. You know, we've been doing a great job. We want to keep that momentum going.
How tough is it maybe to spend a week away from home in December? You're only a couple weeks away from Christmas. Or is it a good thing to maybe have a break?
No, it's our job. So, I mean, whatever the job requires, we're going to go out there and do. And that's us playing the Arizona Cardinals and traveling over there. But, I mean, that shouldn't change the circumstances. It's still a game. We got to go out there and win against a good opponent.
What's